All right, we're in Simikuf Pei Aleph. I believe we're up to Sif Dalid. All right, again, we're talking now about Peis HaRosh. As we mentioned last week, there are two separate Yisurim in the Torah, the Yisur of Peis HaRosh and the Yisur of Peis HaZakon. And we're still talking about Peis HaRosh, although what it says in Sif Dalid is nogea to both. Sifdala gam hanikif chayiv im sayaya bedavar shemata atzmai elov lahakifai. We started this last week. We said that the nikif is also chayiv. The one who receives the haircut is also over in chayiv malchus if he did a maisa to be misayaya. Aval isura ika afal pishloi sayaya elafika chasal liyas nikif afal yedeva kechas. So we read this last time. That if he does it, there's this and there is either way. There are two Yisurim, one on the Makif and one on the Nikif. The one who gives the haircut and the one who receives the haircut. However, Gabi Malkis, there's a difference. The Makif is always doing a Maisa. The Nikif, it depends on the facts. If he's doing a Maisa, he's Chai Malkis, if not, not. Now, this Issa we learn out of Xeris HaKosov from the Lashon Rabim of Lois HaShchisu. It says Lois Hashchisu b'Lashon Rabin. So from there we darshin. It says twice. It says by the head it says Lois Hakifu, and by the Zakon it says where it says by Kaidim, it actually doesn't. It says Lo Yigalechu, I believe. And therefore we learn out that they're both Chayiv Issa Deraisa on the Makif and on the Nikif. Now. There are two very interesting shailas that have to do with this. One is a shaila in the Har Tzvi. It's true of a Kuf Mem Dalet, about a person who had to have a giluach on Shabbos. Now, he doesn't explain the circumstances, but before surgery, they always shave off the hair in the whichever part of the body the surgery is. And this person had to have the hair shaved off by the Peis HaRosh. So he asked the Shaila, which of the following two is better? If he lets them do it in the hospital, they're going to do it with a razor, because that's the way they do it. And he's going to be a Nikif, who has also an Issa D'Oraisa. If he'll do it himself, so he'll do it Al Yidei Sam, who use the powder that they use, which is not Osir Al Tzisa Peis. But the problem is that it's Shabbos. So is it better for he himself to do an Issa Shabbos and use Sam to remove the hair? Or is it better for a guy to use a razor blade and to remove it? So the Chayre, the Cheshbon is that on the one hand, Shabbos is an Issa Karis and Peis is only an Issa Lav. So Shabbos is more Chamor. On the other hand, Peis is five Yisurim. Right? And every Mokim Peah, there's an Isser. And Shabbos is one Isser. So sort of, what? You know, both sides.
Yeah, so,
I don't know, apparently, the Lush of the Shaila is that's going to be five Yisurim. Maybe on one side be three Yisurim. Five different Yisurim. Each one is a different Isser Shabbos. Each so that's what he answers. So this is part of the Shaila. The Shaila also asked on Shabbos. So the Shaila held that Sam is not an Issa D'Oraisa on Shabbos. As the Gemara says, if you mavir biyad, if you pull out your hairs, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. So the Har Tzvi rejects that. He says the reason pulling out your hands is not an Issa D'Oraisa is because it's a shinui. It's kalachayad. But Sam, which I don't know today, but apparently was normal at a certain time to use Sam. I remember my grandfather Allah Shalom shaved with the Sam. Well, he wanted to use it. It could be the beard, could be. It's shalai kedarka to use Sam.
On the head,
only on the face. See, either the Shaila was the face too, because he talks about five Yisurim, so it must have been both. And it's not the derech to use Sam on the head. Why is that? Because people usually don't cut the hair of the head all the way down to the skin. Right? What?
There wasn't.
Who's that? That's somebody who.
He was Paro in the tent.
Oh, Brunner. Brunner, you mean? Yeah. Brenner was Franz Brenner. He's a German guy, right? An actor. Okay. What? So I don't know. He doesn't touch on the Siba. He just says Misha Einis Legaleich Misha Hamis, which is better. I can only imagine that it was a surgery case. I can't imagine what the case is. So it's interesting. But if he doesn't, if he's not Misha, it's still in the Derais. It just is no Malchus. What? Does that go? I mean, if he's not Messiah at all, then it's Beli Maisa. His Losh, he writes his Shalosh, it's EF Shalosh Yisayak Tzas. That they. No, they shave you before they knock you out. They shave you in the room before they. If we 5 and 5, then you'd be right. The question is, it's 5 and 1. That's it. What? The Hartzvi is noita that even if one is karis and one is alav, that we go by number of Isurim. Because he brings there's a famous discussion in the last parak of Yuma about a chayla that needs meat on Shabbos, if it's better to give him the vela or to shecht on Shabbos. Is it better to shecht on Shabbos or to give him the vela? So the cheshbon, I think, of the Ran is that Shabbos is one iser, and the vela is an iser every kazayis that you eat. So even though Shabbos is one iser karis, and the vela is many isurim lavim, we see that many isurim is worse than one iser karis. If I remember from the days that my Rabbeinu Yaina, Shachur Rabbeinu Yaina, I think he says something like that, that many isurim kal is more chomer than one iser chomer. He has a mushel of a rope that's made of many strands. So I think he says, if you take many thin strands, you make a thick rope, it becomes very chomer. So he says, many, I say Issa Kal, I mean Deraisa, but Issa Lav is Chomer. But at the end, a Lav, there's no carbon for a Lav.
There's no carbon there, but some shells.
Perhaps a carbon.
Consistent with the opposite logic, that it's better to give a little piece of tzedakah a number of times than one word.
It's better, you mean by tzedakah?
Many times.
By tzedakah, the Rambam says, it's a similar logic, right? It's better to do many, many small donations than to one big donation.
How many? 2 lavim, 5 lavim, 3 lavim?
Had a number, it sounds like 2 to 1 would be enough. Sounds like 2 to 1. But what the Hartzvi says at the end of the tshuva, as somebody just mentioned before, that on Shabbos, every 2 hairs that you cut, you're over a new iser. On Shabbos, you chay b'shnei saris. So every 2 saris that a person removes on Shabbos, he's over a new aveira. What about Bepeyus? He says, Bepeyus, it's one iser. Now, last week I mentioned some cipher who makes this into a machloikis, the Rambam and the Sadyagain, I think it was. Sadyagain said that every 2 saris you over by Ashkasas, Bepeyus also. The Rambam says you have to leave over 40 saris, so with the 40 saris, and they're not over a Daraisa, which later some cipher explained, there's no din Torah of 40 saris. Must be din Torah shtei saris. If you leave over shtei saris, it's good. But it's a siyog. The person's going to cut it and leave over shtei saris. So we left, he gave a share of our boy. So the Hartzvi names of the pashtis that there is no, you're not chayiv every 2 saris by payas. If I carry it by payas, you have one iser. By Shabbos, every 2 saris is a separate iser. But mainly he says that the iser Shabbos is chomor. And better do it Ayidei Goy and be over on the Isser of Nikkei, which is also Daraisa, but it's one Isser. So this is the Hartzvi Shaila. The Darkei Tshuva has a different Shaila regarding the Nikkei. He has a Shaila, if a Kovet Abrius, you're allowed to allow someone to be a Nikkei. He brings a Shaila of someone who had a very strange looking beard. I don't know exactly the details of how strange it was. But the Shaila was, assuming it's a given, it's a case of Kavod Abrius, whether you could do it al yedei goy, Kavod Abrius, if it's a drabbani, you can do it. Kavod Abrius, deraisa b'shev al tasa. Could be. Oh yeah, could be. I spoke about it then when he shaved off half the beard. That's when I spoke about shaving, right? Right. That's back in Shmuel Bayis. That's a long time ago. But you know, I don't know if that's precise. So you can say whatever. Yeah. So there's an incident where the Melech Amoin shaves half the beard. He's Mevazah, the Shluchei David. So he ripped half their clothing off and shaved one side of their beard and sent them back. So they shouldn't be Mevoyish. David told them to go live in Yerichai until it grows back. So we discussed then why they didn't shave off the second side. So the Yisra Mashvath covered Abriyas, it wouldn't be Mutter. That's Riyadikafayideh Gai. And he taka says it's Aser. Dakachuma says it's Aser. He also writes such a Lashon that you're always Mesayeya Ktsas. It's very hard not to be a Mesayeya. And he does write that Bekovet Abriyas, he could rely that Misparayim came Tara's Mutter. Now we had in Sif Gimel Machloikis, if Misparayim came Tar, which is what we are Shaver Heter, if that's Mutter Bepeyas Arash, and the Shulchan Aruch said to be Machmir. So he says, Mokar Abriyas, he could rely on the first Shita. Once you're relying on the Shita, you might as well do it Eide Goy, the Rav Chedim also. Why be a Makif and a Nikif? You might as well just be a Nikif. But he says that Mokar Abriyas, he could rely on the first Shita. Right, so these are two Shilas that come from Sivdala. The fact that the Nikif is over in Isser, so you have the Hartzvi Shila, the Gavi Shabbos, and the Kavar Abriyas Shila. Could use scissors, but then you're left with a visible, regular scissors, you're usually left with a visible beard.
If a, by Ammon and Dublin, it doesn't take that long to equal what you call scissors.
But it could be that in those days people didn't trim their beard, that they would be embarrassed to go even with a trimmed beard.
So the whole riot doesn't start.
Then the whole riot doesn't start. Oh, because if they shave the other half, it would also be the last one. Right? Maybe it would be a bazillion for them. Maybe they share both sides. It would also be a bazillion. Okay, good. You're right. Then the whole right doesn't begin. Okay. We're going to have in the next simin, when we learn La'yabush Gavis and La'sisha, the Shiloh about this Jew in Europe whose hair grew, his beard grew one side, or head maybe also, one side white, one side black. And he ran around all the Gedali Yisrael of the same generation of Chuvas about what to do. Dyeing it black. So someone gave an etzah to dye the other side white and make it uniform. Do they still dye to make it white?
I don't know. I'm just looking.
What? They dye to make it gray. Okay. Silver. Okay, that's what you use. Okay. All right, Sif Hey. Hamakif es hakotn chayiv. Now we talk about ketanim. So Shulchan Aruch writes that if somebody is makif, even a cotton is also a chay iser makif, a chiddush. If you makif is a cotton, it's an iser deraisa. There's a gemara there, a very strange gemara in Nazir. It's Rav Huna and maybe Rav Chista. They argued if it's aser. So I think Rav Chista told Rav Huna, so how come your children go around with their pay? If you hold makif as a cotton chay, why do your children go around without payas? So he answered him, I let my wife do it. My wife's not mitzvah, because women are not mitzvah. So he said a curse. He said that I forgot the Lashon HaGemara. He cursed what? Something like that. A very sharp Lashon for doing it. And he himself held its mutter. He held the makasa cotton mutter. So why did he curse? He says, Lushitasai. It was a very sharp Lashon. But anyway, then we pass in makiv zakat and chayiv. Now listen to this Ramah. You're allowed to give a haircut to a guy or to a woman who they themselves are not mitzvah. The yesh mistapkin bedavar. Now this yesh mistapkin is confusing. The Ramah says it's mutter to give a haircut to a guy, no problem, or a woman, also no problem. He's not mitzvah in peyas arayish. The yesh mistapkin bedavar. They are those who are mitzvah. So right away, the shach dalid says that the Levush takes this out. It takes that. Why would it be a suffix? If they themselves are allowed to be allowed to have a hekif, so why would it be an Isser? But the Gra in Sivkot and Zion says the Yesh Mistapkin goes on Isha. Says it goes on Isha just like Hamakif is a Kotn Chayiv. So same thing, Hamakif is a Isha. If you look in the Gra Zion, And the Rukiya says, "Seif Magazel L'Shani Yesh Mistapkim Im Yisrael Muzer L'Hakif Vaygachovim L'Das Rav Huna To Me The Cotton." Rav Huna says, "You know, I'll do it to a cotton. Should be allowed to do it to a guy." For Rosh Kosov, the Afag of the Oser Rav Huna L'Ish L'Hakif Cotton Shani Hosom is from the Osi L'Klachiyuva Avikchovim Butalai Kifay Dizel Huadin L'Hakif Isha Dishari. Avotai says, "No, it's a Dachu Tam Shalaresh." So I'm sorry. So the Yesh Mistapkim goes Sayan Guy and Sayan Isha. And the limud from which we learn Hamakiv Zakat L'Chayiv, does that apply to Goyim and Noshim as well? That's a suffix. And Yesh Mistapkim Midover. Usually you have two shitas, one's a vaday and one's a suffix. We usually say they suffix might be day vaday. So it's like, yeah, to a barber. Barber who's giving haircuts. The cotton mutaliya snikif minaybe pechavim. A cotton is allowed to get a haircut from a guy. Why is a cotton allowed to get a haircut from a guy? What does it mean? What does it mean a cotton is allowed to get a haircut from a guy? Of course a cotton could eat nevela from a guy too. A cotton is allowed to get a haircut from a guy. What's a chiddush? Chiddush is the cotton's allowed to go. Chiddush is the guy? What's a pshat? So Pischei Tshuva Beis talks about this. Pischei Tshuva Beis, he says, "I'm B'Tshuva Beis Ephraim." The kavod is the cotton's allowed to go to a guy who's a barber. Shiakifai said, "Beloy das gadol." His father didn't send him. My ravusa, a cotton echad veilasu. Tai b'dinam avarim barachayim sim shemem gimel. So it's not a shaila if you have to stop a cotton from doing averus. If you're going to say that, it means that the father to send his son to have a hekif from the cotton should be makif him zeinai. Keep the makif as a cotton chayiv. Since this is the raisa for a gadol to do it, can you shlaser amir loy b'kachavim? So an amir l'akum should also be yasser. So it's a pella. What's the case that the Ramah is talking? Mamana shachim, the cotton goes himself, then of course it's mutter. And if the gadol does it, amir l'akum is yasser. So he says he couldn't come to Beis Ephraim. He says pshat. This farm is very long, as you know, very long arichas. So I'd rather speak out some cipher's tarots. Some cipher in Tshuva Pei Gimel says an answer, and this is a famous Tshuva's some cipher. He had a shaila. There was a child who, the child, I think it was a deaf mute, who had no chance to have das at all. There was nothing to be able to let him become a bardas. There was a school, I think he writes in Berlin, where they trained them and they made them into bardas. The only thing is, the deal in the school is you have to give over the child to the school and you have to feed him treifus. There's no exceptions to it. They totally take over the child and they make him into a bardas. So Chacham Sofer there in the tshuva says the following chiddush. He says the din of amira la'akum, that you're not allowed to be in this case makif for cotton, which is this deraisa, or the iser drabanan deraisa really of loisachilaim, that you're not allowed to cause a cotton to be fed. His chiddush is that's only if you put him, you place him somewhere and tell them to give him treifus. But if you put him somewhere and the mela he'll be fed treifus, that's not included in the iser. In other words, here, the Beis Ephraim says, what's the case? Cotton goes himself, of course it's mutter. If the gadol sends him to the barber, it's amir lakum. Some sefer writes, no, he doesn't tell the guy a word. All he does is he tells his child, walk into the barber shop. The mela, the barber is going to give him a haircut, cut off his payas. He says that's not included in the issa. This amir al-akum is not if you send someone somewhere where the guy is b'meila going to do it on his own. So it's the same thing about leisachilaim. That leisachilaim is only yasser if you tell them to feed him treifus. If you tell them, teach him to become a verdas, and b'meila they're going to feed him treifus, that's not included. And therefore the subsefer A says pshat in this Ramah. And B says that Mikra Din, in his case, it's mutter. What's famous about the Pesachei Tshuva is that at the end of the Tshuva, he writes, and it's often quoted, that he says that if you're going to listen to my Eitzah, don't do it, because you're going to send to be fed Treifis. Treifis is Matamta Masalev. He says, Loshin is Mutav Shiyah Shaita Kol Yamav. His Benny should be Loyalenu, a Shaita his whole life. And he shouldn't be machis the Rabbi Nishalaylam. They'll give him das, but he'll end up eating having tintamalev. So he says not to do it. That's his eitzah at the end of the tshuva. So that is the famous part of the tshuva, the chaymer of the Indian of tintamalev. But in Pshat Nas, some cipher, Seif himself says it. Sekreshia is only if you do a maisa, but you're in a machavin, so sekreshia takes away in a machavin. You're not doing a maisa. If you do a maisa without kavana, so sekreshia is kili had kavana. So it's a goyrim. You goyrim. You put him someplace where it's going
to
happen.
How much is the truth if you bring the husband
one of his famous truvas is early truvas. It's the yasser to bring him. So some sefer says mutav shiya shaita kol. That's why it's quoted.
It's the reason the other way. Mutav shiya chal shabbos akrad.
He's saying he's afraid he won't be mekayim mitzvahs. You're putting him in a situation where he won't want to do mitzvahs.
It's not like his response is not logical. It's not at the end to say you want my eitzah. What's accomplished by a shaita never eating kashrus? He's a shaita. There's nothing is pata from everything anyway.
It's better. It should be a shaita pata from everything.
But it's not accomplishing anything in the world of.
It's preventing.
What we call it in the Hasidic world. It's of bringing R to the world.
No. Shaita brings R to the world. That's
it.
He has to see them. The Shaita. Oh, that's a big thing. That the Shaita. He'll play a flute on Yom Kippur and Rabbi Mishalayim. He'll be bringing Mashiach.
He has a chance of doing this.
Okay. The odds are
coming of our Dasein. It's a fakir. It's fakir. It's quoted to show the chaimer of Tintamalei. How many people? Yechidim. 2%.
The point of Kim to Malay.
Yeah.
Logically, it doesn't make sense. They just keep some. You're not accomplishing anything in the hymn of being the show his whole life. Not,
why? Maybe it's Tafkin.
It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, look, I'm not saying I would have said it. So said. He says it's better that there should not be no such gadol in the world, and there should be a gadol who is going to do aveiros.
What is
why cut Nechem Ve'elis? Because they're not Mechiv. They're not Mechiv to Eretz Yisrael. That's not a Tzavah. That's a Tzassi.
I'm not writing the Tzavah, but I think when he talks about Tzavah, one is the food he's eating. I think they're going to raise him and teach him how to become happy.
That's not what he says.
So he's putting it in
maybe.
I think, what are they going to teach him to be?
Yeah, they bring a Raya, because logically, there should be no issa timta malev if he treifis beheter. If a person is treifis beheter, the Torah says don't eat it, now the Torah says do eat it. If make it right then. But it sounds like not like that. A cotton is a Rav Shailan. Cotton zichalatigo, what's the shayla? Alright, you mean is it talking here about a cotton shalai gilachinach? If he's gilachinach, he's not chinami. Cotton shal gilachinach, that's chinach you have to. Must be talking about cotton shalai gilachinach. I assume so. So that's what the two versions of what he said arguing in this Nakuda. Right. Arguing in this Nakuda. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I heard the post, but I've heard the talk about it. Is Samir Lakum? it's an issa, whatever I'm not allowed to do, I'm not allowed to tell a guy to do. No, Amir Lakum is a chatar. Gemara says it in Makis. The Gemara has a case of Amir Lakum. Is it by Patashkas Pasakonim? The Gemara has an issur of Amir Lakum by Shari Surim also. Amir Lakum is also everywhere. It's also everywhere. You can tell a guy that he should eat Nevela, that's okay. But to make the, to do what?
Avia Behema,
okay. Okay. The Ramosha has a tshuva about this from Sefer, and he agrees with him on the Imlatzosa Yishma that it's not Kedai, but he's Mechalik. He says that's by a cotton who, if he goes to the school, he'll reach the Darga of a Gadol. Ramosha writes that when they have people, Le'aleinu, that are so damaged, born with such brain damage that even if you send them to these places, they'll never have the das of a gadol b'derech hateva. So there, Ramosha says, there's no cheshbon of timtum alev. You could send them there. There's no cheshbon of chinuch, no cheshbon of timtum alev. He's never going to become a b'das. So Ramosha in the tshuva is matir, sending to places where they are treifus in such a case. What's wrong? You're saying the eating iftar becomes a vadas is metaptim. That's not what it says in the Grismaisha. Grismaisha says, who cares if this timtum alev if he's never going to become a barchiyuva? So who cares if he does a veris? Yes, he's saying, very good. He's saying that maybe it's only a timtum alev on the things he eats after he crosses the line of becoming a vadas, yeah. And he's still eating. So maybe only then he meant him to Malay, but not what he eats as a cotton. Okay, I don't know. It didn't sound. No, he's talking in the case of some cipher. You mean the case of some cipher? So maybe he only meant what he eats afterwards. It'll be interesting to look it up and see if it allows such an interpretation. But here are no numbers. If he stays a shaita, he remains a blank. Yeah. So I'm not worried about what he ate the heter. I'm worried about later. Maybe, but he'll do more averus than mitzvahs, we're saying. Say Timtum Alev is likely going to cause him to do more averus than mitzvahs. That's what he's saying.
I don't know if this is relevant, but I heard Rabbi Gottlieb once say who do that. Just don't let anybody tell you that lobster isn't delicious.
I mentioned very often that we were talking at the Shabbos table when my kids were little, and somebody said, Chazer, ugh. And one of my guests said, what are you talking about? Bacon is delicious. Bacon, what do you think we I ate it every morning. It's delicious. And they looked at him like it was a Martian, you know, like. But the Rambam says, you should say, right, Zani, Umasev, Avishu Shemayim Gozer. It always bothers me that Yidden, not us, but there are many Yidden, when it comes to Geneva, they say, right, Zani, Umasev, Avishu Shemayim Gozer, you know, Geneva, they're from Yidden. I would love to steal. What can I do, God? When it comes to Chaza, they say, ugh. And the Rambam says the opposite. He says, by Chaza, you should say, right, Zani, my Esav, Avisham, Goz are alive. But by Mitzvah Sichli, you should say, ugh, Gzela, Kneva. So, I don't know. It's just mamish the opposite of the way.
I know something else, because usually
you should say the person who is not Rabbagat, the Shoma, the Shoma, okay. If I part of the cheshbon is that there's a purpose even in shaitan.
In the future, we just say rotz ani on money, right? Money is going to be like chazer.
If the Mashiach comes, don't worry about it then. Yeah.
It says the chazer will become kosher.
I can't hear. Just outwit them, and that's it. Okay. Depends what you call it. Sivvav. Isha ena mitzvah ena b'mitzvah hakafa. Women don't have a mitzvah hakafa. Why don't they have a mitzvah hakafa? Because they have no zakon, and so the mitzvah nashchasas a zakon, and there's a hekish of zakon to roish. Whoever's not mechuyev in one is not mechuyev in the other. The yeshayim afal bishu mutaris lahakif pas roisha, even though she's allowed to cut off the payas of a woman's head, asur lahakif pas roisha isha afilu cut. It's only a yeshayim that she's allowed to cut off the payas of a ish. What's going on here? It's only a yeshayimrim? Yesh Aimrim Apishu Batayas Lahaki Pasraisha, Asur Lahaki Pasraisha Ish. Why should she be Asur in Hakafas Pasraisha Ish? That's which reason? So it sounds like there are two shittas here. If a woman is mitzvah, so Rabbi Kiva Eger in the third Rabbi Kiva, third line of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Asur Lahakiv Pasraisha Ish. So the Shulchan said Yeshayim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, line the Yestaiti Zeh Lachayra Lekuli Aliyah Asur Mishum Lefnei Iver. It might be a Shaila Leisakifu. But in the Isser, for a woman to be makif, the payas of a Yisrael, mashalas lahashen nikif, she's mashal the nikif. Vaf echa davamatzil galeach ba'atzmai. Now here you have to follow. Even in a case where he could have taken the shave himself, she doesn't do it, him will do it himself. That's called chariver denara. Mekomokim have the Isser drabanan, that's called b'seir de'evri aveira k'moy sh'amru taisis rei shabbos. Gimel amin al. So it's a pella. What's the v'yesh oimer v'yishas mitzvah? Now listen to his parents. V'ula yesh leimer. The bezeh leka issa medim mitzvah slafrishai. Here, if you're talking about it, it's not lefnei iver, he can do it himself. So it's mitzvah al smesei de'ver aveira mitzvah slafrishai. The adarab. Pamesh ihima galecha saisai bezeh mafrishasai. She's actually helping him. So he's saying, if you hold the Isser of Eloy Galechu applies to a woman, so she can't do it at all. If you say this, Eloy Galechu doesn't apply to a woman even when she gives a haircut to a Yisrael, so she's over lifneiver, but it's not lifneiver. Because it's chadiv denara, she's over misayeya. Chiddush. For misayeya, if you make a cheshbin, you're allowed to do it. If this yid is ready to do it to himself anyway, he's not mzoyer, and he's going to shave himself with a razor anyway. So better let the woman shave him with the razor, and he'll be over a nikif and not a makif, and what's she over? No, because Shadish should not over anything.
She's
not Messiah. She's not Messiah, is the Nikif. The Makif, Messiah Devi Avera. Yeah. So she's not a Messiah Devi Avera. She's making him do less Averis, not more Averis. Oh, you dare. Well, it's not an Avera if you're not Messiah with the Avera. That's the Vart. That's
the
Vart.
I'll tell you. Reb
Shlomo Zalman, I didn't have time to check it up. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach has a Chiddush, which anybody who's in Kirov has to use. In Shulchan Aruch it says, you're not allowed to give food to someone who either doesn't make a bracha, or someone who doesn't wash, you know, I give him bread. It's Isser of evil if naiver, Misayaya. You're not allowed to, usually it's only Misayaya, because he can eat on his own. But, so it says, I'll say, now I give him, Shulchan has a chiddush in the Sefer, that's all. If stam, you have a friend, you give him something to eat. But in a case where you're being makar of someone, so the whole purpose, you invite him for Shabbos, you give him to eat, you invite him to shul for a kiddush, the whole purpose is to help him be miskarev. So that's not called misiyeh de've aveira. I'm not helping him do an aveira. I'm trying to get him to do a mitzvah. So over be a deraisa lifnei iver, say chachamein eitzah neged Hashem. But when it's a misayaya, so this is chiddush, that you can make cheshbainos with misayaya. You can make a cheshbin that it's kedai. That's mamish this way with Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger is saying that even though there is a misayaya for a woman to be makif, a yid, now if she's mitzvah and leisakifu, so there's no eitzah, there's no eitzah, but the yeshayimot, she's not mitzvah. Once she's not mitzvah, if he's going to do it anyway, so her helping him is not misayeh de'evi aveira. It's helping de'evi aveira be over less aveiras. In such a case, that it's mutal picheshvan. She's trying to prevent it, but his word is that that's not misayeh de'evi aveira. So you have to know when you say Hali Taylor Rosh HaViyamas. I'm not sure. There's a Mishnah in Mizraim somewhere, right, that says, if he's a Rosh, so Hali Taylor Rosh HaViyamas, let him do. You have to know when it applies. I'm not sure what the Gedarim is.
He could do it himself. He could do it himself.
Right. The cheshbon wouldn't work if he couldn't do it himself.
So if you get a yid,
you can give him biyadayim, something less tray for Issad Rabbanah instead of an Issad Arayis. It's interesting. The Chafetz Chaim, in the First World War, when they made food packages for the soldiers, so they asked him, what are you going to do? The Freie soldiers are coming too, because Samer Bikachelum is better food than the hospital. You know, the hospital gives out food, and Samer Bikachelum, which is better. So here was the same thing in the army. The Freie Yidden were all coming to get food because he said they're eating both. So Chofetz Chaim said to give them anyway. He said maybe they'll eat a little less treifas. That's what supposedly he said. But they're also not making brachas, you're giving them.
It's all shayla if you see Machal Shabbat, that's what it was driving.
Directions.
Directions.
Should give him directions to make it shorter.
Why can't
you
explain earlier that the Ramadan, the talking about it, it's a similar vein. It doesn't matter if the religion is not anyways. We're talking about
it. The Shtapkin goes on at the Chavi Isha. I know the Gros says that it comes from a rush by Isha. Gros Zayim. Isha Vekachavim. Right?
So we say
that's what the Gros says as he brings the Makar. Mukiya Isha Seif Makas, see Gros Zayim? What?
If a person cuts a person's mark with his own rush, say you're over 5 lavim, then he's over on
sheep. Of Nikif, you mean he's a Makif and a Nikif.
So it's 5 lavim, that's over 10 lavim.
The Gemara says you have a 5.
So I'm saying that sounds like you're over 10.
It's a good question. Why isn't every makif over 10? Nick, it's the same lav, so I guess it's one lav.
If that's not helping, if you're not overboard, makif and nikif.
He's just good. He's saying, if he's a nikif, he's over 5, he's surin. If he's a makif and a nikif,
5 or 100% of 5.
He's really over both too. Yes, I don't know. It sounds like sound right. What's the
Lush by Isha? For the Goy, so Isha Shuli. The Goy also to shave somebody, right? So Isha surely, why do you have to mention Isha?
Because the guy, a yid is not allowed to let himself get a haircut by a guy. But the guy himself is not over anything. Shaila here is the Isha over anything? Is the barber over? You're right. The person can't go get a haircut by an Isha, the person's over, that's for sure. Shaz, is the Isha also over? Is she also violating an Issa? That's the Sif. But you're right, otherwise. That the person getting the haircut is certain.
We don't have to come on to this Rav Shlomo Zalman or Bach. We have the Rav Yaakov that says if you just don't put it in that person's hand.
Rashi Shita is you put it in front of him.
Common
play. Yeah, you know, so. No, his name is a separate Isser, even four Arabs. Siv Zayin, Avodim Chayovim Bakafas Arash Ka'anoshim. Avodim Achayiv and Akafas Arash. Now here, even though we don't have any Aveva Kananim, even though we don't have any Avodim Kananim nowadays, but this is a very, in the Yisrael Hadover, there's a big clair here. The clair is, when we say Avodim Achayavis B'mitzvis Kinoshim, what is the Pshat? Is the Pshat Avodim, that whatever the laws are by Isha, the laws are by Eved? Or no? Just like an Isha is not Mitzvah Mitzvah is my grandma, she's not Mitzvah Sa'atzma, so too an Eved is not Mitzvah Mitzvah is my grandma, because he's not Mitzvah Sa'atzma. But let's say I have a woman who's excluded from a mitzvah for a totally different cheshbon, totally different reason.
Bris Mila,
okay, but Bris Mila, we know Eved can ask before you. What about Talmud Torah? So women are not mitzvah. So do we say, what about an Eved? Should we say, Eved is Keisha? So there's no mitzvah limud HaTorah. Or should we say, no. The Torah mitzvah says, she's my grandma, by Noshim, that applies to Anoshim, to Avadim. But other Pturim, Mechatesi, that other Pturim apply. So it depends how you learn Shach Sivkot Nehei. Shavkot Hei, it's really Rishayim, the Shachei brings it. Shachei Avodim. Afa Pisha Dinam Kinoshim Lenyichi of Mitzvahs. Even though they have a loch like women, Lagabi Mitzvahs, Chayavim Bakafis Arash. The Noshim Layis Matu Bakafis Arash, El Mediksiv Laysa Kifu Pas Reishchem. Laysashkus Pas Akonam. It says together the Rosh and the Zakan. Vani Noshi Hayov Lesnu Mashchas Zakan. The Lesnu Zakan. A woman's not mechuyev in shaving the beard because she has no beard. Lesnu Nami Bakav Sarash. Avadim Kim Nislu Zakan. Lesnu Bakav Hekirzeh. So therefore, Avadim are specifically included. Because the Hekishes, whoever has a Zakan, would have Pasarash also. So they're specifically included. Sounds like the reason Avodim HaMechuyev here has to do Dafka with the Tzura of the Limud. The Limud here, Dafka includes them. That's what it sounds like. What? Zakan is Ishkus to Rosh. Why is Isha not included the Leslu Zakan? Right. So Eved was Islu Zakan. Is not the first step doesn't apply to an Eved. You're right, the point isn't Rosh, the point is Zakan. But in Zakan, why do we exclude a woman? Not because B'nei Chem Elah B'nei Seichem. We exclude them because Elas Lohu Zakan. So Memela, Avadim are also excluded. Now you could argue, a woman is Mechuyev in Zakan, she just doesn't have one. You could argue, that's not what it's saying. What? See, it's not. If the pshat would be, women are Mechuyev in Zakan. Just they don't have one, so Mela is not negay. If that would be true, then they'd be mechuyev and pay a sarash. Because then we couldn't say they're not mechuyev and pay a zakah, they're mechuyev and pay a sarash. I would tell you no, they are mechuyev and pay a zakah, just they don't have a zakah. So Mela, they're mechuyev and pay a rush they have, a zakah they don't have. Vice says, not vice says, it's a limud that somebody who doesn't have a zakah is excluded. How we dash in the Torah that way, I'm not sure, but that's easy. She's excluded. Lamaisa, when it says women are not mitzvah, it doesn't mean what they don't have here or there. It means even what they do have here. The Rosh, you see, the Rosh they have here, and they're also excluded. So that's what it seems. The Rambam Paskins, the first parakeet of Talmud Torah, right at the beginning, he says, Avadim apatura is Talmud Torah. Mishnah Melech brings a right from there that the way Avadim mitzvah is kinoshim is totally. That in the mitzvah of Kedoshim, part of the Purim also, even though the reason it says by Noshim is not Shaya to Anoshim, but the Petur is Lagamri, because it's a Lima Lagamri.
It's a lot of place to keep. If everybody included in the law, unless specifically excluded, why would they?
We're
not only about the
mitzvah of Shachar. So what are you asking? We want to know why women are excluded. Fine, what you're saying is true. But does that mean, what you're saying is a reason that's specific here. Vice Dois from this Shach, from this Shach, from the Yishayin, the Shach is quoting that typically Avodim are Mitzuvah bin Mitzvahs Kenoshim, even those Mitzvahs that have nothing to do with Mitzvahs Vagrama, typically. Because here you have to have this explanation. Why don't you just say they're just like women? Women are Pturis, they're Pturis. I'm not sure where the limud is. I don't recall.
They're not
hiding
their
shop. Yeah, maybe we should do what the limud is. Might help to make a decision.
They're not hiding this like Lashim. There's
a portion of it like
Lashim. That's
what
he's saying.
So all right. In what? Men
are
mechuyev in their shop.
Are they over and they're still by Shilas Geber?
The chef is just like a lady. Tum Tum Andragonis, Asurim Bakaf Sarash. I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch sometimes does bring Tum Tum Andragonis, sometimes doesn't. I guess if it's in the Gemara, it brings it. If it's not in the Gemara, it's not.
So,
what? Alta Safik, right. Asurim Bakaf Sarash, Mesafik, and they don't get Malkus. The Shach Vav says Mesafik. Okay. Siftes, we turn to Peyas HaZakon. Now here, by Peyas HaZakon, during the week someone pointed out to me that we only had a Shulchan Aruch, the lower point, where the Peyas HaRosh reaches till. We said it's where the joint sticks out, the bottom of the ear. What's the higher point? So that higher point, even though I read last week the Lashon of the Beis Lechem Yehuda, which I didn't understand, but it's here in the beginning of Siftes. Shiur hapeya. We're still going to pay us a rush. The kineged seyor sha'al padachtoi. Padachas is a forehead. Kineged the hair sha'al padachtoi, that's over his forehead. At lamata min ha'ezin mokam shalefti ha'tachtoi yoytzei misparei. Now the way I understand it means a line by the top of the forehead. Now my understanding is that the line goes to the top of the ear, to the highest point. But however you draw that line, it's that line from the forehead down, that whole area all the way down to where the payas arosh, to where the bone sticks out. That's all makom payas. That whole area is a makom payas. So even if a person is careful to have longer payas over here, he has to be careful, especially those that take very short haircuts, chassidish haircuts, that they shouldn't cut their hair below this line. They cut below this line, then vayta da ivar on the iser of payah. So, what? Misbrayim kein taras also. Misbrayim she'ina kein taras mutter. It's regular hair scissors you can do, but very short that you can.
The line, it seems to me that the line, it seems to be confused that the line is horizontal, not going down.
Okay, so I don't have a mokum to show you, but I think in the Achredish Svarim it says till the top of the ear, till the highest point in the top of the ear.
In other words, the line is somewhere.
Yeah. Why? I can't answer you why, but that's because it's the pay of the head. That part is considered the pay of the head.
Is that why the rabbi instructs his barber to use scissors over here?
That's why it's a question of using a machine.
But if you use a machine, that's Ms. Frankenstein's son? Or it's really like scissors.
It depends. If he only cuts what's hanging down, you're right. But if he cuts a little, it cuts two eyes and cut off a couple of hairs. It depends how close it is. Now, v'chol rekeh ba'ezel ha'siga ba'yad means he shouldn't cut off any hair. Even a single hair should not be cut off. You shouldn't think it means he can't do anything or not. In Gra Yodalit, he brings Ayin Beis Yashim Mistapik Bezeh Medavka Bedeitel Koloi Simakim Chemash Rashi Begemara. It's only if you take off everything or not. So at the end, he says, "Give the second derisu Yesh Lizoah Shakol Reichiv Leisiga Bayah." So it's a question that's what Chassam Sefer brought, that it's a machlekes. What the Issa Peis Harosh is, if it's to remove it entirely or to remove any part of it. And the Mela, we saw here that no part of it should be removed. I read last week the Rabbi Kiveg and the Chassam Sefer about combing the hair, where Chassam Sefer is matik combing the hair, because Maman Afshach, it's either, if you remove hair with combing, either you hold Misbrayim Kein Taras Mutter and a comb is Mutter. If you hold Misbrayim Kein Taras Aser, so why only by Nazir it says that you shouldn't comb? The riot's mutter is, the Mishnah says, on Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. Vice says everybody else is allowed to comb. Why is it mutter? So one of two reasons. Either because it's only us if you take the whole place away, not if you remove a few hairs. Or because the old Misbrayim Kein Tar is mutter. So even though we're Machmir, Misbrayim Kein Tar, but together with, when it's also not the whole part of the hair, Maman Afshach it's mutter. Okay, in other words, it's mutter, and the Mishnah says Nazir is not allowed to comb. So we know, given it's mutter, why is it mutter? Two possible answers: either Misbrayim Kein Tar is mutter, and a comb is no worse than that, or because it's only us if you remove the whole area, and not if you just pull out a couple of hairs.
Well, what's the connection? Now, the comb is not it rips out
the hair. Rips out the whole hair.
So what does that do with Misbrayim Kein Tar?
It's not a gilui, it's not a tar. So it's like Misbrayim Kein Tar. Yeah, Misbrayim Kein Tar means it cuts it all the way down. Well, that's the same thing as cutting it all down. It's a tweezer, right? It's the same thing as cutting it all the way down. It pulls it out.
Because they're both mutters.
No, if you hold Misbrayim Kein Tar is also, you see, a Nazir is not allowed to do it. You know, it's also us.
So I mean, that's only like a situation. No one has.
Yes, it's only us of psikration. It starts with the issue of being a psikration. It starts with the fact that if it's not a psikration, it's no shayla. Psikration will be awesome. Yeah.
Of course, it's a
psikration. Yeah, yeah.
So that's, but that's the nisim of the Torah.
Yeah, psikration doesn't matter. It's like a mechavan. Psikration the loy nichale. It's a machlokes. Psikration loy nichale is the rest of the rabbanim. That's. Yeah. Like the Rambam and the Aruch. It's a question.
Again, how wide?
Well, you shouldn't take a single hair away. Any, you draw that line, and nothing here should be removed.
Here in the base, how far in the forehead?
So that was the shaila. Some people have hair growing here, and this part of their face, and they ask a shaila if they can cut off the hairs. I have no marimakim. To me, it's mistaver that that's a shuba balma. It's not a, it's a hair, but it's not part of the face. If it sticks out in a way that's not where hair normally grows, I would think that it's not. Why the reason is that Miss Brown Cain Tar? What's the Lashon of the Torah? I think it has to do with the Lashon HaKra. Lo Sakifu Pasu Eishchem Lo Sashchis Pas Zekonam. So Lo Sakifu is more inclusive. Lo Sashchis is Tar. The I'm reading the pasuk happens to be written Shachay, that's why I'm reading it from there. But he brings that lashon, the lashon akra by Pesach, right? Says leisakifu, you shouldn't cause it to be removed totally. And here it says leisashchis, which is mashmer atar. Okay. No, he's still here. Lamata min oizen is here. Is this the lower point? This is the higher point. So I think it's only till here.
But then it comes to
the Zakam after that. What? After that, it becomes the Zakam. Right. 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 Where a Shaver is more cooler, Dick, by a Pesach Zakam. Now. Right. Paso Reish, it says, like Sakifu. See if Miss Brian Kane Tar is us. Pass Hazakah, where it says Le Shashchisu, which is Mashmah Tar, so it's only a Tar. Okay. Now, right, Sif Yud begins the union of Peyas Hazakah. Einichayva Allah Shchos is Peyas Hazakah, Ela Bitar, Miss Brian Mutter, after Le Kane Tar, and that's the heter for shavers. Now, we have to see the Ramah as well. There are two issues here. One issue has to do directly with the shavers, which I want to talk about, but I want to begin with the big tumult about the Tshuva Snai of Yehuda brought in the Pisrei Tshuva. And the shaila is, the Yisaidistik shaila, what is the iser of cutting the hair? With, let's say with a razor, we'll talk about this problem later. How much hair remains for it to be mutter? What length of hair is not considered lois hashkisu? How long? The Gemara doesn't say anything. On the Zaka. Maybe on the Rosh too. But the Noid Yehuda, obviously, we talk about the Zaka. So here, the Shoyal to the Noid Yehuda suggested the following. Says, we find in the Gemara three Shiurim for the length of a hair. Now, this is not talking about Peyas HaRosh. It's in the Gea three in Yanim. One is a hair by a Metzaira. One is the hair by a Parah Aduma. What Shiur is a hair that is not red. And the last has to do with the Shnei Saris of Simone Godless. So what's a sar? What makes something into a hair? So in Mesechtes Nida, Daftun Beis, Dafyem is only 7 years away from it, we find three shitas. Now you tell me which is the longest and which is the shortest. Now it says in Paiskim, we're machmir kachol ha-shitas. That means we're machmir, the shortest of the three, we're machmir. Okay, the first sheet is Rabbi Shmuel, Lokuf Roshon Le'ikran. The hair is long that you could fold, you fold it in half, you could fold the tip of the hair down to the base of the hair. Now you all understand that's quite long. That's a shear of a hair. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, could they likroit spitzi pirim? That you could grab it with your nail.
That's shorter.
Rashi seems to say it means between your nail and the flesh, you could grab it. That's certainly shorter than Rosh HaMikron. And Rabbi Kiva says, could they netilas hazug? That you could grab it, cut it with a scissor. That sounds shorter than grabbing with your nail.
It's pretty similar.
So I'll tell you, whatever you say, you're safe. Because the Rambam, we pass the Lechumra. The Rambam brings that the Lechumra Dikashita is Kedei Tilas Hazug. That's the shortest. And Rashi says, what says Lahachmir, he says, he says that's the shortest. He seemed to be arguing which is shorter. In his tshuva, the subsefer writes that it could be they're not arguing a mitzvah, they're arguing what's the tight gripping with your nail. It says if gripping your nail means two, gripping between two fingernails, that's a little longer. If it means catching it between the nail and the flesh under the nail, that's a little shorter. I never tried it, but so he says maybe they just argue what's the tight of that length. But whatever it is, it's a length. It's something. It's not not microscopic. There's a certain length below which apparently there's no iser to shave. If so, the shoyl came to the night of Yehuda with an eitzah. He has an eitzah that the person wants to shave. Use misparayim and get it down to lower than kedei tilas hazog. And then use a shaver or a razor to finish it off, a tire razor, and finish it off, then there won't be an iser. More importantly, people who shave, and a little nervous about shaving, I said, I place him that aser. So make sure to shave often enough that the hair never reaches that length. Shave that every well, it depends on some people. It's always nice another way, but make sure you shave often enough that it doesn't it never reaches the lead. That was the proposal of the shoyl to the Nei Yehuda.
Twice a year, you stuck.
What?
Give it
3 weeks.
No, then
use it for right. Yeah, then you're stuck. Okay, so I'll tell you what's fascinating is the following. Listen, what's fascinating about this? Nei Yehuda rejects it like angrily. He says, we only find the shear by Paraduma and the Goyim and Shteisaris. We don't find anybody should say the shear here. So he dismisses it. Some Sefer writes in his Truva on this, which is Kuf Mem, the Truva after the Komi one. He says that the Dadi Yehuda ain't like Truva Misapekas. He didn't answer the question. It's logical that if you find everywhere else here is mentioned a certain length, so what's this guy? Should be a lengthy. He says, ain't a chuvah misapekas. That's what he says. And he goes into what I'll discuss shortly. The Malamed Lahoyel was a Talmud of Nei Yehuda. And he writes in a chuva the following. He writes, there's a different chuva of the Nei Yehuda regarding shaving a Chol HaMayit. Where the Shoyel said, can we rely on Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam held that if you took a haircut Erev Yom Tif, you're allowed to take another haircut Chol HaMayit. Why? So it's only Yosher Shalai Yechonis L'Regel Kshim Novel. You're only not allowed to take a haircut Chomayit. You shouldn't go into the. You shouldn't fail to do it Erev Yom Tov. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita. It's not brought in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam is, I think, a Mordechai B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. So he says that if you did an Erev, you could do it again. The Ramah brings the Rabbeinu Tam L'Gabi cutting nails. Cutting nails. Well, we're not sure if Chazal were guys are cutting nails. A Chomayit says if you did an Erev, you could do it again. But for here, he's not making. So someone asked the Nei Yehuda about this. So Nei Yehuda says there also that we don't paskin this way. But at the end of the tshuva, he writes that he doesn't want to answer it. I think he says mitam komus. He says something like I have my own reasons. I don't want to say for sure. So his talmid came along and was megala, and he's megala in a very nice lashon. It shouldn't be like he's tattletaling on his rebbe. So Nabi Yehuda knew that there were people in his time that shaved with razors. And it's a big problem. So at least there'll be a limit schus, lachamei v'esrim, that maybe it's taka only yasser if it's a certain amount of hair, and not less. Maybe the shayl was right. But he didn't want to be mekel straight out, that people should be mekel. But if he's going to ask the shaving achamayed, then the hair's going to grow long, and then there's going to be a problem. So mainly he didn't want to ask us straight out, shaving a chamayed, because mutav, such a thing. Now I don't know, I it's a long time since I shaved. 2 days Yom Tif is 50 sure. Hours. I think the hair grows already, k'day t'ila sazog, no, after 50 hours.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's like a very iffy thing. If it grows, maybe he'll be malamed tzchus like the other sheet that k'day lock a fresh and lekran, yeah. I don't know. But that's why he didn't want to ask. But what's yaitzim edivrehem, is that it's not borer even to the Nei Yehuda himself that there is no shear. What Chassam Sofer suggests is that it should be totally in the Machlaikis. I said Rasadi guy, I meant the Smag. The Smag and the Rambam. The Smag Shita was the Isra shaving is Shtei Saris. So Chassam Sofer, it's Mustaver if the Shear is Shtei Saris. And everywhere else the Shear is Shtei Saris. So the Shurim should be of length, should be the same also. According to the Rambam, that here it's not a shear of stasiris. Here it's a din of removing it totally. So he says here where it's a din of removing it totally, so maybe then you can't be medame to stasiris. And then the Na'ivud is right, mehechitesi, to be medame milsa l'milsa. So at least he makes a machlaikis out of it. Now, the Sefer Besamim Rosh, which I mentioned in the past, that's the alleged Chuvus of the Rosh. There's a Chuvus of Rosh, which is authentic according to everybody. In Chuvus Besamim Rosh, which suspiciously is a collection of Kulis that the Rosh held, he writes that if somebody needs to shave, he should use this heter, of first cutting Misparayim close down, and then a tar, but he says, Rak al yedei goy. He says to be samech on the svara, but only to do it al yedei goy. And if some sefer writes on this, this would be a raya, I guess, lahokal, even though he's only makal al yedei goy. The some sefer, as is known, held that the Psalm Rosh is a fabricated chumis, that's not from the Rosh. It says it's kisvei harosh, so he writes the lav kisvei harosh, ela kisvei harosh, with a zayin. The lies that they're saying to shave the Rosh. So he rejects it in his tshuva, and mainly he's not meikum. So, al kaponim, this is the shaila that has to do with the length of the hair. Now, the shaila has to do with the shaving. I just want to share with you a little bit. Avada, shaila of deraisa, it's better not to shave, and it's better to grow a beard. Everyone should try to grow a beard. Shalom bayis is more important, that's a separate question, but... however, in the limud of the inyan, there are those who complain that this is a Ramesh's heter, he never wrote a tshuva about it, etc. It's unfair. I mentioned to you last week, it's a Tosfos and Nozi Lamites, some of the days, I think it's many places, that Hashchosas, that Misparayim Kein Tar is even close to the skin. The Prisha, I told you this, it's a Prisha Sukkot and Gimel here, is Mekel. In the Tshuva's Nechas Yitzchak, in the beginning of the tshuva, he brings that the Prisha is Mekel. The Chachmas Adam also sounds very much like he's Mekel. When he brings this Brian Kain Tar, he says a Lashin that it cuts it all the way down to the skin, the same as a identical to a Tar, She'ain, something like that, you can't feel a hair. So a Chachmas Adam and a Prisha, it's hard to say, the Lashin, it's so to speak, only Ramesh. I have in front of me the Tshuvas Michas Yitzchak. You know, I'm not taking away from the fact that there are without a doubt many Yisrim is Kedai Lahachmir. I'm only reading to you what he brings. Now, we do have to learn the Ramo, which has to do with this. We're going to learn the Ramo next week. I just want to bring to you the Lashon he brings. He brings some Shurisi B'Sefer Zeh HaShulchan. Shehevi, Shehar B'Gedai Lam Yisrim Ha... Mechonis Chashmalis, Metaina. Listen to this. Shatach de v'gama elyein him daken de oiv ma'oiv. We say it's a scissor cut. That the part that's against the skin is very thin. Listen to this lashon. Kain have a tachtin shalitzad abasar commander lesser. Ve'inay megin b'dinichnas habasar v'aseyar boy. V'havi kigiluach. His lashon is that the skin goes into the shaver through the holes into the shaver. Now, do your skin go into the shave holes? They might think the skin. Even lift the cover, the hair. Does the skin go in? Is that mistaber? The skin goes in? It's not mistaber at all. It will cut the skin. It will stop bleeding. So I don't. Now, the Chazaynish, I want to read to you what he brings from the Chazaynish. I'm just reading the Lasha Chazaynish, and someone should go home and do an experiment and report back next week. He says Rav Sternbruch told him b'shem the Chazaynish the following. Shesipa li eid neman mimitziyunei kailo panovich harihu ha-bocher ha-muflig Rav Noach Berman shlita. That was the type of son-in-law, was he? Berman?
The brother.
The brother was the brother. Okay. Son-in-law. Shesho ba'atzma p'ya Chazaynish im nochein hashmiya Shahu Pasak Shirei Shemayim Yeshli Lizar Shalei Lagaleach B'Machuna Electric. He said, "Is it true what they hear that Chazanish said Yirei Shemayim should not use a shaver?" The Heishiv Chazanish answered, "Loi Nachayim." He never said it. Rag Zehu Isser L'Chol Echad Loi Rakli Yirei Shemayim. Ve'Alzeh Shal Oid Yest Vayta Ule Yesh L'Chalek Uvamachayna shik, I guess the shik shaver before the Nuralko was the best shaver. Uvamachayna levadye shisr, the Haitian. So Chazanish answered. Shikvar also nisyaynais. What? Maybe only Mechayri Sik Levad Yesh Lesser. I guess it's a very close shave. But the other ones, we're talking now about a long time ago, in the 50s probably. So it's hard to know what shavers they were talking about. The Heshiv, and this is Chazanish's answer. Shikvar also nisyaynais b'mechayri Sik Luchach. He did a test with a shaver. Shalich lechayad b'diyay. He put ink on his hand. V'gilach b'mechuna, and he used this shaver on it. V'nasa noki b'mekaymai shaymin, and it removed the ink. So he says, "Akei mucha shenegei b'basar." I have a katar. Now, if you don't turn it on, you just rub it. It's not going to come off. That's not talking wet ink. Wet ink comes off even with a napkin. It means dry ink. So if the machine's not on, nothing comes off. You turn on the machine, it comes off. We see that somehow the razor affects the skin itself. And Mamela, he answered. So that's why he answered. So Akei Mucha Shenegei B'Basa V'Avi Ketar V'Yesh Lesser B'Chulu. I can't find it. Now I would like somebody to test it. To put ink on your hand. What?
Difficult to believe that.
It's hard, I don't know, maybe the shavers were different. Now somebody wrote that in today's shavers Rabbi Yeshua would ask. I don't know. We're going to say maybe in today's shavers the Chazay should be Mekel. So anybody volunteer? I don't have a shaver at home. My kids are all out of town. Over here, you do it with his no hair. You do it on the palm. Somebody next week, bring in a shaver. I'll do it on my hand. Question is, well, how much ink do you put? I don't know. You write with a pen. I can't believe it's going to take it off. Even a brewer would play. So how much ink are you supposed to put? That's what makes it very hard. You need a chazayish shear of ink. If it's, it can't mean it's wet, because wet would come off with anything. Dry ink. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe. So we have to try it and see it. So I'm only trying to be a lot of course, you know, it's okay, we're gonna do the Ramah Yitz Hashem next time.